More seconds. There it is. All right. Welcome you to our regular board meeting where we can take action. Would it be nice if you please stand so we can say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, to the Republic which stands on the nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Is Trent here or he online or?
Ben is not here today.
Oh.
Yes.
Well.
Trent had ill for almost.
Really?
Some kind of a cough.
Regular meeting that we have on Tuesday, it was hard to even talk to him because he was just watching somewhere to me.
Really?
So Jackie asked me about 2 o'clock today. To get this.
No pressure.
So basically you see no multiple slides, but this first slide. So obviously the other people all seen this, but maybe some of the property happened, but this is the area that is being built right now, all the stuff in Hawaii. This is the third phase of the rebuild, starting in August of next year. After the demolition of the city government. So, you can see one big thing, all traders, except the ones that. One of the big things that happened over spring break while everybody was having fun, the maintenance department, the IT department, not. He was moving the trailer to the opposite side of the building, the side of the building, skirting them, putting power in, fire, breaking everything. So this week, we got them moved around the yard, I think it was kind of a mantle. Newsman. What that does for us is it opens up the opposite side of the building. These trailers were sitting right where the fire lane was in front of the building. So moving them around, and that gives them an opportunity to get in and start putting that fire lane in for people. That was one of the big accomplishments. The slide, or the next slide, this is the. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you look here, our cement pump is back in. So all the sidewalks are poured in here. This is the courtyard area out there. We'll have tables outside here for lunch. This sidewalk will continue on through. They did not put that in while we put these plates in. This will continue on through right over the ice building.
That's a pretty good sidewalk.
Yeah. As far as the schedule, I can't tell you exactly when we stand on the schedule. I do know that everything's looking a lot better. It's a critical line is this down here, and it seems to be on schedule. But as far as I can tell, that's Jimmy. More of the schedule.
Right.
This is the video. So this will be a long video.
I tried to tell him he's been.
They're really jamming.
This way here now they've got the awnings on that they should have the awnings now. This is the air completion that they can bring me on that. See here, that's where the traders were sitting, where that might be the concrete is. The full videos now are going to be pretty, obviously, much change out there for it.
Other than the landscape now, that's a.
It's probably a lot.
Just check it.
Those trailers they got to use next year, right? Next school.
Yeah, so we'll occupy them for one more year, but we'll build that last
phase. Yeah, that's the phase. Okay, cool.
It's difficult to that. We've been working this area here. They have put some water lines up through here. This area, so they can get set up like they have that. Comes down, roadway goes right directly from the main entrance right here. Up around the front path. That trade. It's come a long ways. But you got the acoustical seating tiles. Most of the seating grid is being now. Lights are being installed, and by long term, they're being installed in the seating grid with the tiles that they have to use. They won't come back in and put the remaining seating tile in until all the stuff is tied in above the seating grid. So we're not damaging the seating pile and stuff like that. The wood flooring for the gym, the outdoor gym, it's in the building now, up to there today. Has to sit in the building for a short amount of time to activate to the temperature of the building, or they can stop it. So it's in there getting activated now, and noise will start to install at 4:20. So next week. Got the petitions, start 1st of May, and then Parker's construction starts on the 6th of May, 7th. Good. Basically, the classroom that you're doing there, now they all look like they're ready to check the ceiling grid or the ceiling tiles. I think that's getting better. I don't know if you want to review any of these. So, if we pick on any of these, we can view that in areas. The problems are if you want to pick on that, I'll just implement it under that one. So, since last time, the problems have come a long ways. It's stairwells, I've got the concrete. That's on them. Tubes been painted, all the lights put in. Tech panels been painted.
He's bringing that most of
them. He's driving around scared. We're not seeing
them. The audience is seeing it's perfect. Doug's watching from over there.
Yeah. I'll drive it to it. How do we do that?
Yeah, so this area now, last time, the were not in, the ceiling wasn't painted or anything. Stair treads that were all in now, they don't show them here.
That's going to be painted out, or that's
big. Right, the faces will all be painted and sort of covered. The sound system's put in, pretty much everything ceiling height is in. Well, the plywood is over here, that's got any power.
The surface. The
tech that's
been
lighting. The tech stuff. This is a
scene. This is the secret of the map stuff, and it's a lot like the same stuff that's on the secretary's desk.
Yeah. Right.
Is there an elevator?
There is an elevator.
Elevator around on the back side. That's where they come from. It's not installed yet. That's the problem, Jay, yeah. And father, the father up in is 100% complete now, so we're working on the pictures, it's like toilets and flour. We're holding off on installing the toilets. Got a very nasty because more water. So, you know, since we're after working, we're all still the game, so. We will use the toilet. Auxiliary gym. There's one product that's auxiliary gym that you can see in here. This stuff here is stuff for over here. It didn't get activated. Everything is complete, with the exception of times one coming seeing the end here. Over right here, in this area right here, that's not seen it. What we've decided to do is we're going to hold the images on the end lines, So Spartan on the inlines. I'm cutting them out, bringing them over into the top, putting the wall over here. Then on the sides of that, we're going to put some panels that have all the championships that won on that gym floor. In the past, we're going to go back and that was it. So he still wants his class at 71. What's the
question? My God. I'm telling you, one of these meetings, you might see that. You might see that banner up there somewhere.
They have the.
Yeah, anyway, this is much other than. Pretty cool. So it's come a long ways, but still have a long ways to go in 2 months. But that's the next slide. That's what I'm trying to do. Show me the science of that. I'm coming. So this area right here, this wall one complete last one. Had to do some chain on plumbing on this and then this build put that's the good. Had to finish this wall and go clean it when that after the amount I didn't know. It's sitting up here right now. For that program all the map paper that I mean the seats and everything are all put in. And like you see there, the ceiling pit is all in. These are your lights. The lights nowadays are about this thick. You have these lights, very thin, slim line lights.
You can see the ceiling about that. You can't see the lights, it's coming. They've got that in all the classroom, but the hills and the little lights you see in the at the top.
Right, so.
The light. As though that's bright and dark. It's similar.
It'll dim the lights down next to the windows. Get the lights coming into the window, it'll dim the other lights down to keep it all over the stuff that I need.
Is my seat lever?
Sure. So the library is on the very last end of Area B, last room in there. So that's been working from A to B. So this is actually the bathroom that's getting finished. And you can see the ceiling here in the now. The cabinetry is all in, all the way down the wall. There will be some library of depth and all the way out of that. And another up here. Huh? Yeah, so we'll follow that same pattern you can see the other.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice area. It's going to be a little different for that. Yeah, all the frames. The door, not the one's called the doors last two, they're a wooden door. So they want them in there and get the damage for them. That's libraries.
That's prisons.
Sure, it looks like a school. Many things. Why it's TDMA is not your wife.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I'm done.
Thanks, Wayne.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go on to the action items. We got the consent agenda. So we want to make it a move.
Very best time just to change.
Oh.
Repiased.
You sent that out, because
right? Yeah, it still works.
Yeah, I think we all got it in. We saw the revision. Isn't
that? I know I got just a bunch of things.
One person was taken off, and one person was added, I think.
Just a quick question. The land trust one, is that okay?
Yes.
I assume, right.
Yeah. But it was Jenny's.
Yeah.
That was the best replacement. It's not happening.
Right.
But.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're on to the technology policies that are endless.
That are endless. We have a few. Did everybody have an opportunity to read through? So I do want to bring up. All right. So I don't know how many of you've heard through the news, the issues that schools are having now with the new technology. And it's actually been out for a while, but someone in Grand County, a student got caught. They're RF readers and jammers, so it actually can jam our Wi-Fi signals. They can hack our actually card readers using these devices. In that, since I knew we was going to approve and go through these policies, I updated the acceptable use agreement for employees and visitors and the students' acceptable use agreement and our security policy with this exact language in all three of them. So the use of RF radio frequency readers and hacking devices is strictly prohibited within Emery County School District. This includes, but is not limited to, any device capable of intercepting, emulating, manipulating, or accessing electronic data transmissions without proper authorizations. Such activities pose serious security risks and are in direct violation of this policy, as well as local and federal laws governing data privacy and protection. Individual found in possession of an RF reader, hacking devices, or engaged in activities associated with their use will face immediate disciplinary action. Students may face disciplinary action up to and including suspension and expulsion with the possibility of legal prosecution. Employees may face disciplinary action up to and including termination of employment with the possibility of legal prosecution. We emphasize the importance of maintaining the integrity and security of our systems and data. Any concerns regarding potential security threats or breaches should be reported to the IT department or administrator immediately. So I don't know if you want to review this, all these again. I literally pasted that exact language in those three policies that you've already reviewed. And just so you don't have to, I don't have to in a month ask you to approve those three over again. And this is kind of just because this is literally in the last 3 weeks has happened and been brought to all the tech directors around the state.
Question, I mean, I think this needs to be put in policy, obviously, but what other fail safes are we put in place in case someone decides not to follow the policy? Is there a way
So it'll be fairly evident when it'll be a little bit harder if they steal one of our badges, and then because eventually our logs, you'll see someone has access and doesn't have it, and we'll see that through our cameras. When they interfere and jam our Wi-Fi signals, the tech department, I mean, obviously we're going to get that complaint that day. And so after 1 day or 2 days, we'll know that this is most likely this device and we can narrow that down. Again, we just want something in policy that they're actually breaking the policy and that there's consequences of that. So that's why we're adding that.
Okay.
As far as there isn't like a detector out there or anything we can put in place to detect those other than just as we respond to the complaints, we'll be aware that those are out there. In fact, our tech department actually has one. So we know what they do and capable of. So.
Read your credit card?
No, not those. There are some. I mean, everybody's heard of that. They put them on their gas pumps. And unfortunately, we live in a world that we have to deal with this. So again, I don't know if you want to postpone the rest of what you've already read and reviewed. But.
It's me too.
So I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thanks,
Doug. That was probably a lot of work.
Headache is what it is. Not so much work.
I've seen so many policies at one time. Okay.
And you were aware, I highlighted, and when you did review that, I highlighted the AI. That was the whole intent, is to kind of remove some of the old technology out of those policies and then add that AI piece in this policy. That's what started the whole review process. So.
Perfect. Thank you for doing that. Castle Valley Middle School Land Trust Plan Amendment. Oh, where did I think? Castle Valley, oh, sorry.
For being today.
Well, Castle Valley AA too, you know, so.
It's pretty simple. With our aide leaving us in December, and we had start to sub the position for a few months or 6 weeks-ish, we had some money that was allotted in that plan that needs to be used, so it's not carryover. And so the council met, and they'd like to use that money to replace some tall ducts in the building. And that needs to be amended.
I didn't read that. I think we should approve it. I'll make a motion to do so.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Okay. Policy JJE, right? You, Superintendent?
Vacations.
No, it's fundraising.
That's probably me. I'll just finish it a little bit. So we talked about it last month in the work system.
Yeah.
And Kenzie made some suggestions to add that the notifications to the parents were made. So the draft that came out, everybody, the additions were in red. The latest edition is in blue. And so that the proposed policy is just to, again, make us compliant to your state school fees.
Okay. Read them. Anybody have any comments?
The part about limiting their participation if they choose not to participate, that's USBE.
And we had that discussion with the principals, and when I was training them, like, this is the policy, I said, we realize that actually applying this is a little awkward. I just want to make you aware. I just want you to make you aware of the rules.
I mean, it's only a possibility. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
So
yeah.
I think it's up to the discretion and fundraising.
Yes, absolutely. The problem is I think the school fees, the state kind of got some backlash, because if the kids don't have to worry about paying anything, they're not going to participate in fundraising.
Right.
Right? So they wanted, there was no tea for anything.
Okay.
So this was their little bit of tea without making it so that any student can have no possibility to participate. It's put it still up.
Okay. Do we need to do these individually? Can we just, we do the medication policy also at the same time?
Is it right there?
I don't know. Just anybody else have any?
Let's just, I'll make a motion to approve the medication policy.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Now we're on to medication
policy. So really this is, we have two forms that are outdated, signed the most compliant, most up-to-date form, right? Just simply having the link in there. It shouldn't constantly be, as long as it's adding, it's a different way to change it. So that's all it is, double change policy. It's just
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Jackie, external audit services. The next 5 years?
Yeah. So James and Lloyd, after coming in the external RFP, external auditor RFP that we went through the Utah State Purchasing website, we met earlier this week, last week, right? It's been a week. So we looked through the two proposals. They were very extensive. We received two. They're the auditors in most of the districts throughout the state. They're both competent, really, there isn't a bad choice in the mix, but it came down to price. And so that was attached to the packet. The Gilbert and Stewart got a score of 100 with the vendor A getting a 86.8 score, and that is entirely on price. All the other scores were completely solid because they're both very qualified for it.
There was an $11,000 difference. So.
You're going to save some money.
And I do feel confident that Gilbert students have been really great to work with. They're thorough, they're knowledgeable. They do about, what did we say, a dozen other districts. Mm-hmm. Nebo is their largest. They do tend to
geared toward the smaller districts, which is very nice. I've got my slot in the door, my twin frame made. So it's a good decision.
Yeah, I would move it approve Gilbert Sullivan.
Gilbert Stewart.
Stewart.
I think those are singers, aren't they?
He's probably outdoors.
Probably Steels and Nash. To be our auditors for the next 5 years.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We're on to reports. Janet, you're up.
As the principal at Cleveland Elementary, it's my pleasure to share the progress and developments that have marked this academic year. Our schools always strive to provide a nurturing and effective learning environment, and this year has been no exception. We have witnessed remarkable achievements, initiated impactful programs, and addressed challenges with determination and innovation. This year, we've placed a significant emphasis on literacy, understanding its foundational role in education. Our dedicated staff has worked tirelessly to integrate literacy across all subjects and activities, ensuring our students develop strong reading and writing skills. Regular data review meetings have become a cornerstone of our approach to our education. These meetings allow our team to access the progress of each student, adapt teaching strategies, and ensure that every child receives the attention they need to succeed. Our staff's dedication to our students' success cannot be overstated. This year, our school counselors focused on delivering comprehensive services and lessons at all tier levels, significantly enhancing our students' emotional and social well-being. Our ETS arts teacher has enriched our curriculum, and if anybody wants to see our art show, it is still up. We put it up right before spring break, but it is still up. We want more to see our art show. She provides students with valuable creative outlets. Additionally, our instructional coaches, Bridget Grimm and Wendy have been instrumental in supporting our teachers, especially in working with small groups and differentiating instruction. We've benefited greatly from trainings provided by our district's autism team and technology staff. These sessions have equipped our teachers with advanced strategies and tools to support our learners. Our master schedule has been a success, allowing for structured aid time in each classroom, which has been pivotal for extension activities and interventions. We hired a community specialist that has been a wonderful addition and greatly appreciated by the students and the staff. Although we have initiated various activities to encourage better attendance, it still remains a concern. Regular attendance is crucial for continuous learning, and we're committed to finding new strategies to improve it. Also, despite the fantastic work by our counselor, Karen Griffin, we've observed an increase in students struggling with social and emotional learning issues. Addressing these needs is a priority for us, requiring ongoing attention and resources. A slow decline in enrollment has also been noted, which poses concern for the future. I am profoundly grateful for our entire staff's camaraderie and dedication. Their hard work, creativity, and commitment have been the driving forces behind our successes. I also extend with my deepest thanks to the district administration and the board for their unwavering support. And I warmly invite you all to visit Cleveland Elementary to witness firsthand our incredible things that are happening here. Your presence would be highly encouraged. So at Cleveland Elementary, we're proud of what we have achieved this year and are aware of the challenges that lie ahead. Together with the support of our community and our district, we look forward to continuing our journey toward excellence in education.
Amen. Thank you, Jeanette. We appreciate that. Cleveland is a great community and a great school to have kids part of, and it's got a great culture here. Teachers are wonderful, and administrative staff has always been great. So, thank you, Superintendent.
Yeah, so my superintendent report will be brief. I'd express my gratitude to the school board for the opportunity to work in Emory School District since 2016 and serve as the superintendent for the last 3 years. This is notification of my resignation as of June 30th. I've accepted the director of special programs position in the UNS School District. I'm excited for that new opportunity. I further wanted to express how grateful and appreciative I am to the community, employees, administration, and district officers. Thank you.
That is short. Ryan, thank you. what you've done in your district for the last 3 years. I wish you the best in what you have coming forward, and thank you for your leadership in our district. You've done a phenomenal job, according to me. Okay, anybody else? Have we got one? This is the end.
I have a couple. Not as exciting. I just wanted to say that our original initial FY25 compensation meeting is held this week. You're aware we are starting that. The additional meetings are going to be forthcoming with when the financial information is made available. I also want to put a really huge, big thank you out there to the maintenance and IT team for that board move. I don't think anyone can comprehend the sleep that Wayne has lost. And the planning and coordinating and getting that all ready and pouring cement at the last minute. Fire marshal had to come and approve it, get the occupancy. It was a very huge job. I'm so grateful for both competent teams. Doug and his team were there late at night pulling wire. So just dedication.
Dirty. So they were hanging out underneath the trailer.
Yeah.
So
that's fun. Yeah. In the cold.
Yeah,
it was where a lot been? Of education, and again, it was there were some days that were not nice environments.
There was mostly not.
Yeah, right. And I was watching as the wind or the dust came off the desert at my house, and I knew these guys were out there. So, just a lot of gratitude.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Appreciate getting that done over the holiday.
We're going to celebrate
report.
Easter this weekend now, or?
Probably something else coming up.
Wayne's not going to sleep until we get school started in August.
And then there'll be other things to worry about.
Yeah.
First day.
Cyber.
No, don't Jesus. Hey, bad enough. I got to say this. We got through the week, and then the power went off. I'm like, are you kidding me? So that was Saturday and Sunday. It was like, yeah, to the just the whole backbone. No big deal.
All day.
Long time.
Really?
Yeah, that was 5 or 6 hours.
They did it better, though. It projected like 10:30 at night.
Well, what's bad is in the transition, the backup generator just doesn't exist. So it's over.
I've worked. All right. Committee, board committee member reports.
So me. So I was better for the council meetings for and the plans for
next year.
Did the audit committee vote in that end? Talked about the auditor and the team for insurance to do that. That is informative. Word out. Make sure everybody understands how insurance is going to work this year because it's not pretty.
Yeah.
Good news.
Hillsdale Elementary Community Council, they approved their land trust and TSSA plan, so see those shortly, I'm sure. So that was good. We've also met a few times with the Emory County Community Reinvestment Agency, and Jackie and I were on a call with Liz Payton the other day to finalize their donation that they're going to make to us. Pretty sizable. We'll have to approve it. It's that big. So that's going to be in May. We're finishing the donation agreement. W9 must have things with her. She's hoping to attend, but she just moved to Washington, D.C., so she may not. If not, she'll probably want to join, Zoom in. But that's cool. We met yesterday to approve the Hunter Solar distributions for 2023. So that was, I think our, the school district's portion of that was like $261,000, so pretty good. And that's just the Hunter. In 2024, the Castle project is just west of Huntington. It's actually online, but not officially online. It hasn't been announced yet by Rocky Mountain Power. So that one will come on.
She did say it was going to trigger this year.
Yeah, it was going to trigger this year. And of course, if you've seen the east of Castledale, the Orange Shadow is going, and then out by Moore, that Green River project, those are both ramping up quite a bit. They're getting going. So, lots going on there. That's in your report.
Next up, Tracy.
I did meet with Cottonwood Elementary Community Council, same thing, plans approved. Nothing too serious. I'm trusting TSSA to move forward, so.
Yep. Okay, good one.
Okay. Well, that's Tracy kind of mine. We're meeting at 7 Bell tomorrow, right? Yeah, just finishing the bus class and your fun games.
Okay.
Starting testing.
All right. Do you have any comment from the public? We want to bring to our attention. You can get over the back, please. We have closed session items.
Make motion to the closed session.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.